when back in the day, but they had great power. Amen. There was nothing impossible for them. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. They had such a prayer way with God, a prayer life with God. Amen. Nothing. God did it. Anything they asked him. Amen. Amen. They walked. Amen. Amen. In the greatness of God. Amen. Amen. There were many examples. They're going on, but there were many examples that even some of us seen and why we've said, I had examples before me. That's why I'm able to, amen, to walk the walk, know something about holiness. Amen. Amen. And I've seen, you know, their faith. Amen. My father, even he's deceased. My father had great faith in God. Amen. My father, I see him praying for everything. Amen. He prayed, and one time the dog got hit. We was moving or something. He prayed for the dog. Dog was right on that. He wrapped that dog feet up and prayed for the dog. The dog could have died, but the dog didn't die. He had faith to believe God for everything. Amen. And was nothing impossible. And God said, and the Bible said, earnest contend for that same faith. Amen. Which was once, there's some great men and women of God. They're going on to be with the Lord. But amen. When they begin to lay hands on the sick recovered. Amen. What's going on now? We got so much sin in this world. So much sin is smothering out the faith and the things that people don't believe God like they used to believe God. You got some that do, but you got a majority that don't believe all that. But what the Bible said, earnest, the Lord said, when I come back to the earth, will I find faith? God's not coming back for your money. He's not coming back for your job. He's not coming back for nothing. He's coming back. When he comes back to knock at your door, whether he comes before the end of the world and come and take you on, he's want to know, do you have faith? Do you believe me? He wants to know, do I believe him? Because God will speak things to you in a situation where it looks like it ain't even nothing going to happen. And God will tell you it's going to be all right. How many of you have had God tell you things going to be all right when it didn't even look like it was going to be all right? Hallelujah. That was the faith of God. And when God speak to me, tell me something's going to be all right, and I have not seen it, I'm just that crazy enough to believe it. I believe it because nothing else has no hope in it. Amen. Many times God has spoke to me and said it's going to be all right, and it looked bad. And I took him in his word. When you take God's word, you go on. You don't walk around like this. You don't walk around telling nine people your problem. You walk like it's going on. And when you walk like it's going on, God said, I'm ready to perform it. Somebody give God a praise. Earnestly contending for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. Amen. And that faith that was delivered to the saints is here for us today. Amen. And it says, amen, in the book of Jeremiah. The book of Jeremiah, amen. Earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered to the saints. God delivered that type of faith, amen, to the saints. And it's not just for them, it's for us today. Amen. I'm so glad it wasn't just for them, it's for us today. We'd be messed up if we didn't know anything about faith in God. Amen. Glory to God. Somebody give God a praise. You know, you can't find a way in a situation, your faith will find a way for you. Amen. If you pray and to the Lord, and you get to begin, and you begin to feel God, the presence of God, your faith will cause you to go on when you look like you can't not go on. Your faith to find a way when you can't see a way. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. In Jeremiah the 6th chapter and verse 16, when you get there, just say amen. Thank you, Lord. It said, thus said the Lord, stand ye in the ways. He said, stand ye in the ways. In what ways? In the ways that he have brought you in. He said, stand in those ways and see. Stand in the ways and look and see. And ask for the old path. People are not asking for the old path anymore. They ask for a new thing. They don't want the old path. I don't want the old path. But what does that say? Pastor Thomas did not say it. The Lord said, ask for the old way. And he's going to tell you why he say ask for the old way. He said, ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? God said, the old paths is the good way. Don't sell out for any old thing. Sell out for some good time. Sell out for little mediocre stuff that won't be good for you down the road. Amen. As for the old way, where is the good way? He said the old way is the best way. That's the good way. And he said after you ask for it, walk therein. Do that what it's saying to do. Walk therein in the good way. Amen. And you shall find what? You shall find rest. Real people ain't got rest for their soul. They all stressed out. Think they're not walking in the old way. They're walking all in their flesh. They're not walking in God's way. The old way and the old path is God's way. They're doing it their way, not God's way. I was telling someone today that came by my house, one of my relatives had called, they told me to come by, drop something off, and they came by there, we just talked briefly, and it was my brother, he was saying, he said, this is so, he said, this is really, feels really this peaceful in here, this feels, you know, he said, this feels like, this like a home, it feels really good in here. I said, well, and nobody here but me, I said, I like peace too. I said, all that other stuff, I don't like, I don't want it. I don't want it around me. I've learned to like peace, to love peace. And not that I don't, you know, don't want nobody in my house. I love people come to the house. But as far as if they have to live there, they ain't going to live with me with a bunch of mess. Amen. Something going. Me or them. And that's my house, so I'm not going nowhere. They're going. Amen. 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 I love peace. I told him, I said, because I haven't always had peace. You take somebody to heaven, always have peace. When you begin to have peace, you love it. And you don't want your peace disturbed. And I realize that the devil, he come disturb our peace. He'll come disturb your joy, your peace, and everything. Anything that he can do to distract, he will come disturb. Amen. But I was telling my brother also, I said, I've learned. I used to didn't know, I said, but I learned that God gave me a control over that, over the atmospheres in my home or whatever, that by through prayer. I said, I've learned that I don't have to be in turmoil. And you know, and then it's like you have to watch where you put yourself in positions. See, we put ourselves in stuff and we go, God, get us out of here. Who told you to go there anyway? Who told you to have that mess in your house anyway? Who told you to do that anyway? You're going to get up out of your house and go to a house of hell. If I pay the bills in my house and I do all that in my house, I want peace in my house. And nobody's going to come and wreck my house. That you will be on the other side of the door. I got two boys, and they will tell you that she's not playing. I got one way bigger than me, but he can tell you she's not playing. He's serious. He'll say, my mother called police in a minute. I don't care who. You ain't going to run over me in my house. No. After I found out that I had power, the God showed me that I don't have to succumb to all of that. When I'm trying to live right, and you ain't trying to live right, you ain't gonna come mess up my house. I like laying down, and my door's locked, and I have people coming in. I like a revolving door all different times of night, and my nerves up in there. You coming in or out? And if you, I don't care how old you are, amen, amen, you better have a be on there. If you're gonna be out, you better be on a job that stays out all night or something. Come in the next day. I never been bothered with that. Even my sons, for both of my sons living, especially my younger son, I never been bothered with that. I said, and I know he's married now. And if he ever had to come stay all night with me, he could do it. And him and his wife too, because I know she'll tell him, he'll tell her how my mama is. I never had no problem with him. My nerves on the edge and stuff. Some of this stuff we cause to ourselves. I just want to talk to somebody. I just want a bunch of company. And then you go get a lot of company and stuff. And then you, amen, y'all, you got a big ball of confusion. You be thinking like, boy, I feel better when I'm by myself. If you got a bunch of misery, and I know you got a bunch of misery, see you. How you doing? I'm moving on. I ain't running over there trying to get with you. Amen. I love peace. Around this time in my life, I need peace. Amen. I was telling my brother, I said, I got two phones. I said, most people know, people that my family know, my family members know me, they know my phone number, they know the call me, but they don't call me for fools, and they don't call me at 11 to 12 o'clock at night. There better be something urgent. Because sometimes you might not be able to get back to sleep. You don't need people disturbing your rest. So if they call me on the other phone after 9 o'clock, they won't get me till the next day if it shows that I've seen them. Because I'm not that important, but I got to have two phones ringing all night and hear texts all in my sleep. It's not that deep. So there's some things God let you control. If you don't choose not to control them, then you can live a miserable life. Amen? But the Lord said, ask for the good way. He said, and you shall find rest for your souls. God said, if you do it my way, I got a better way than you do. And you'll have more peace. And you'll have more rest for your soul. Amen. Said, thus said the Lord again, stand ye in the ways. He said, stand in these ways that I've saved you in. Stand in those ways. Don't be moved by every wind of doctrine. People come up with new revelations that Lord then showed me this and gave me. Honey, if there's anything away from the word of God, don't bring it to me. And see and walk. And say, stand it. Thus say the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see. And ask for the old path. See, that old path, amen, we keep healing on you in your body. That old path, we keep food on your table. The old path, we keep your mind from going crazy. The old path, the Bible says it's the good way. It's the good way. And it said, they walk therein. God said, walk in that path. Walk in that way. And he said, if you do that, you are going to find rest and you're going to find peace for yourself. Because, see, rest and peace goes together. He ain't talking about just go lay down and get a rest only, too. But I'm talking about your mind being rested, your spirit with rest and peace. Because you can go lay down your body, your mind be jumping like this all night long. Amen. But your mind, you got rest for your soul, and you got peace. And I'm talking about the peace of God that passes all understanding. I'm talking about the peace of God when you having a storm in your life and you having trouble in your life, but you at peace because you feel like God is, he's the Prince of Peace. He's riding with you in that storm. That's the kind of peace I'm talking about. Amen. You cannot have that type of peace and rest if you at the wrong place at the wrong time doing the wrong thing. If you with people that are chaotic all the time, they got a bunch of confusion, they never at peace, you trying to have peace and mix that up, it's not going to work. Sometimes you got to pull all off to yourself to stay and keep in that peace. Amen? Amen. So it said, you should find rest for your souls. But I'm going to read that other part at the bottom. That wasn't what I'm going to read. But it said, but they said we would not walk in. So God give us a choice. God give us a choice to walk in that peace, to walk in that joy, or we don't. We walk in it or we don't. Amen. In the book of St. Matthew, in chapter 11, and verse 28 through 30, it says, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come to me, all you that are tired, all you that are worn out. And I'm not just talking about physically worn, tired, because you can always go lay down if you're sleepy, you're tired. But I'm talking about mentally disturbed, tired, just tired, stressed out. The Lord is saying, come unto me. Somebody said, well, how do I come to you? Come to me in prayer. Push everything away and just you and the Lord. And start talking to the Lord. Say, come unto me, all ye that are labored. That means you're toiling with stuff. Labor means it's hard. Labor is a word. It means hardship. It's like you toiling. It's rough. Lord, whatever going on in my life is rough over here. It's rough over there. Oh, Lord, this turmoil, toiling, toiling, toiling. He says, you don't have to toil like that. Not really. All you need to do is just come on to me. And just somebody say, just a little talk with Jesus will make it all right. Amen? Amen. Come to me, all ye that are laboring and heavy laden. All you that's tired, worn out, and you got heavy burdens upon you. Heavy burdens. He said, and I will give you rest. Amen. I'd rather have rest in my mind, less stress upon me and everything, if I don't have two pennies to rub together. I'd rather have that type of rest, amen, because God can give you, put money in your hand, but you can't do nothing to have. You got money in your hand, but you have no peace. You can have all the money, all this, all that, but have no rest and no peace, turmoil. I'd rather have peace in my soul. Amen. Come unto me, all you did labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Amen. A yoke, even back in the day, even today, was a wooden attachment, a wooden board that they attached two animals together, put them together to pull the load. Amen. Well, I would say, it say, take my yoke upon you. And I would say, connect with God. Connect with God. Not with things, but connect with God. Connect with him. Amen. Under his yoke. He said, my yoke is easy. God said his yoke is easy. You believe him or you don't believe him? How many of you know that God's way is much better than your way? God said, my yoke is easy. And he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And God is speaking about rest for your soul. Take my yoke upon you. And he said, learn of me. So you're not going to get it all in one day. You have to learn some things about God. And some things you're not going to learn at all. You will hear it, but you really learn it when you walk through it. I can sit here and tell you, and yes, you take it and take it in, but that's why it's imperative that you listen to the word of God when it's taught or preached, because you might not be needing it, or you might feel like I don't need it right then. But when the time you need it, God will bring, if it really went down the right place, it went down in your heart like it needs to, at the time you need it, God going to bring it up out of there to help you. And you say, oh, here's my answer to that. I heard that one Wednesday night. I heard that one Sunday. Or I heard that one way somebody said something. Amen. It's going to come back. Amen. That's why the devil do not want us to be attentive in the house of God. He wants us to be here in body, but far away, because he know that when your time, you need that word, it will not be there. But if you're listening to the word, amen, God's going to bring it back when you need it. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. God is saying, watch me how I do stuff. Watch me get in my word, listen to my word, and see how I function. See how I operate, and do it like I do it. When you learn something, it means you're watching. You're observing. And you're a good watcher. You're a good observer. You'll pass that test. You'll be able to get through it. You're a good listener. You can't be a leader until you're a follower first. You got to be a good follower. You got to be a good listener first. Amen. And you have to study. You have to understand. Amen. When you read something and you study God's word, if you don't understand it, don't just keep reading every day in your life and don't understand nothing. You ask God to open up your understanding. Understanding is, amen, it's very important for you to have understanding. The Bible said, with all thy getting, get an understanding. That's what school is for children. Man, that's what school was for us. Amen. So we were supposed to get to schooling, because you weren't going to get it just getting out of your mama's womb and just growing up to be a grown man. You need schooling. You need to be taught. Well, you need to be taught in the house of God. Amen. Learning. He said, learn, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. You can't learn of God, amen, if you're not attentive. You got to be attentive to what God is saying. Your mind can't be full of stuff all the time. Amen. Amen. If your mind is on full all the time, when God is speaking, you will not hear him and you will not understand him. And somebody, even in the natural, somebody could have left you a whole lot of money, but because of no knowledge, amen, knowledge is power, you will never know it's there. To some kind of way, somebody get your attention, and if you don't dissect it, go and find out about it, you still won't get it. Somebody give God a praise. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek. God said, this is one of my qualities. God said, I am meek and lowly in heart. God said, I'm kind, I'm gentle, I'm meek and lowly in heart. You got to look and see, am I like God? Do I have characteristics like God? If I don't, I want them like God. Amen. I'm meek and lowly in heart. And God said, you should find rest for your souls. There's that word again. God said, amen, you do it my way, I'm going to ease your anxieties. I'm going to move that out of your way. I'm going to calm your fears. I'm going to help you if you just do it my way. But Lord, I'll be looking at people today. And I was looking at somebody. I said, Lord, this being almost like a time bomb every all day and all like that, that's enough to make you have a nervous breakdown. God don't want us like this, like all the time. He wants us to settle down. The devil wants us like that. Oh, he sends stuff your way. He gets you all in uproar. And then you got to, like, wait a minute. The Bible said, think on those things that are good. Those things are good report. Those things are honest. And those things, God said, you have to think about the devil, amen, it can be one thing to come if you don't understand. And for you know, if you don't watch it, the devil will sum it up for you, and he sum up for you a lie. Because you find out it was nothing like that. Somebody give God a praise. Amen. Glory to God. Say, amen. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. I'm meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. In other words, God, a burden is a load. But God said, you know, my burden is light. But the burden of the devil is heavy. Amen. The Bible speaks about a way of a transgressor is hard. Who's a transgressor? People that are transgressing the laws of God, or disobeying the laws of God, those are transgressors. God said their way is hard. Do you think you're going to get away from God and go out and sin? Amen. And amen. You're not going to have a hard time. The devil trip you up for a minute and make you think you're having a good time, whatever he used to pull to get you out there. But do you actually think that all this, well, you're going to have a hard time? No, because the Bible said a way of a transgressor is hard. The devil just did that to get you. When you get out there, honey, you got to work it yourself. You got to work it yourself, because when God is in your life, amen, he show you how to do everything. He help you do everything. How many know that God helps you to do everything? He helps you, amen, when you can't figure out stuff, when you don't know what to do. How many can raise your hand in here and know that God really helps you? My hand is up. He helps you. Well, if you walk away from God, I ain't saying nobody will, but God forbid, if we don't have God in our, none of us have God in our life, and we start, what you think you're going to do? You're going to figure out everything yourself. You're going to be up from sun up to sundown. You probably never get no sleep. Some of us don't get all the sleep we get now, because we need to kick some things out of our way so we can rest a little more comfortable. Amen? But it's like, when God's in our life, your life will be so much better. And every time, every day, as you walk with God, it gets sweeter and sweeter. Yes, you're going to have trials and tests, but you get sweet. You're growing in God, and you find out to do things His way. You find out that you have a much, you feel like, I ain't got to go, I ain't got to flip with somebody flip with me all the time. I ain't got to stay in fights and arguments, and I ain't got to do all that. You learn that I can have peace. I can have joy. Even whether I have money or don't have money, or I can't see my way or whatever, I can go to the Lord. I can cast all my cares on Him. You learn something. Some things you learn. That's the way He said, come unto me, all ye that heavy laden. And He said, learn of me. That's what you're learning about God. The things that you're going through in life and coming out of the trials and tests, you're learning some things about God. Maybe years ago somebody told you about God, but you actually are learning. When you walk them out, that means you're learning them. When you're going through them, that means you're learning stuff. Amen. Earnestly, amen. Earnestly, the Lord is encouraging us to earnest contend for the faith. Amen. And the reason He's saying that, because there's so many other options that the devil is offering people today. And you got to really look at it and say, is it worth my soul? Is it worth my soul? And people say, well, you can go on and, amen, get you somebody. You ain't got to get married. Forget about getting married today. That's going to get somebody. Amen. Is it worth your soul? If it's worth your soul, amen, to anything, amen, that's going to be against the things of God. Amen. How many know the Lord is aware of every need that we have? I heard a few amens. I said, dude, how many know that God is aware of, He's aware of every need that we have? Somebody said, well, if He's aware of every need we have, why can't we have these needs? That your faith, you would be stronger in your faith. Your faith would grow. You would learn to trust Him. If God gave you everything you wanted at one time, you would never trust God. You gotta be stretched out in your faith to believe God. There is some things in you that I have that you have seen God do for you right then. So you everything you ain't had to wait on. But some things you have to wait on. And those things that you have to wait look like it's taking a long time. But trust me, it's not just you waiting on them thing. God's doing something in you. We don't want to hear that part, but God's doing something in you. Amen. He's doing something in me. It might take 12 years or 14 years or how many of you. Amen. Amen. If God want to give you. You say, I'm waiting on the Lord for a husband. I've been waiting on the Lord for a wife. I've been waiting on the Lord for a car. For a job. I'm waiting on God. If you've been waiting a long time, honey, this hold your horses. It's not just the thing that you're waiting for. He is doing a work in you. Because if he give you something before time, you will not be able to keep it. And you got to be ready to walk in the next dimension that God is going to send for you. Amen. How many know you can't tell God when you're ready? We love to. We tell him, Lord, as far as I'm concerned, I've been ready. But you just really did. You know you ain't really been ready. Because you know behind closed door how you act up. You know if somebody say something to you, you're going to flip on them back. You know you feel like smacking somebody back sometimes. You know God know all that. I ain't thinking of. I hear some smiles and stuff. So I don't know. I'm done. You know you ain't about ready for that. You want to go to the next dimension. You want God to send you that way, and you really will lose it. Or if He send you on over there where you ain't made up yet. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. God knows better than you. Somebody point to yourself and say, God knows better than me. Say, I may not understand, but God knows better than me. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I think we're about done here. Amen. Amen. Somebody give God a praise again. Amen. Glory to somebody give him a hand clap. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Earnestly contending for the faith which was once delivered to the saints. Amen.